want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, yes, I really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to get the information, asking for love, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number three. This is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show, and we come to you live at this time every Sunday evening. Just back up a couple hours to start time. That's 5 p.m. West Coast, 8 p.m. on the East Coast. And watch out, you people on the East Coast. Here it comes. Who? Well, I'm hearing Jose may get a rebound here and pick up some warm tropical water. Watch out. And people who don't believe in weather modification, go look this up on a search engine, but do not use Google. Go to look up Air Force Owning the Weather 2025 or Nick Begich, earthpulse.com. Angels Don't Play This Harp. They all got patents. Tells you what they can do. And so to my friends along the East Coast, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, all of you, may God spare you what these poor people in Florida and Texas have had to go through. And boy, are there some bizarre things going on in, Houston. Really bizarre. As in, might want to check out my article that's coming out in the morning. It'll be up on stevequayle.com as well, commonsenseshow.com. Watch out, because they're, like I said, FEMA and DHS are up to no good, and I'm really concerned about what's going on. And if I had relatives in Houston, I'd be taking them in. They need to leave immediately, and I'll give you one hint, and this is only one thing. They're spraying something called NAIL, and I will be putting up videos of the spraying. And the EPA says, oh, it's so light it won't bother you, just like what they told the soldiers in Vietnam with Agent Orange. This is bad. It's banned in 23 countries. Kind of like Corexit, you know, the Gulf oil spill. Same deal. But there's more than that going on down there. Okay, wait to see the video on the FEMA coffins and the graves. Well, okay, I'm giving too much away. Just go tomorrow. I'll also be up on the YouTube channel by the same name, The Common Sense Show. Anyway, this has been a pretty remarkable show, and we're not done. This is really kind of scare the hell out of you radio.com tonight, because we're not done. You heard our congressman here in Arizona talk about immigration out of control, what needs to be done, deep state out of control, we need to get people appointed to government to prosecute these people. Joe Hagman, all that he said, Pat Wood, all he said, and now we come to Virginia Farver. Virginia Farver from the People's Republic of Larimer County, as I like to call it, where Agenda 21 is king and there are no rights. And if you stand up to the Agenda 21 clones, they'll come steal your kid like they did Stacy Lynn. Yeah, you think I've forgotten about that? I will never forget about that. Anyway, on the Newsmaker line with me is my good friend Virginia Farver, and we're going to be talking about something very serious. Look for the nearest trash can, because that may be where you're putting your cell phone by the time we're done. Virginia, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm really glad you're here, and I need to put my muffler on, because I know you have more material than we have time to cover it in. So why should people be worried about what's coming in relationship to their cell phones?
Okay, Dave, the National Toxicology Study, that's the NTP study, it was a $25 million study that was released. Actually, they released it, I believe it was in June of 2016, and it was 19 months early, because they, the scientists and the doctors involved thought it prudent to warn the public about microwave radiation and the damaging effects of it. Well, I just got a release of it about a week ago, and this will not come out until the end of this year or the beginning of next year in 2018, but they have found significant harm by this stuff, and it can now be proven that cell phones do cause brain cancer.
What was the, excuse me, but was there ever any doubt?
No, there was never any doubt, but this is proof positive now, and hopefully we can go forward with a lot of this stuff and trying to stop some of this craziness that's going on, because and the next problem are the courts are completely controlled, and there's a lot of problems within the courts as well.
Well, like corrupt judges that are on the take, or what are you talking about?
Yes, yes. And the whole system, it's just like anything else. There's nothing, I don't think any of the federal government is working properly right now. For instance, the FCC isn't protecting us. I mean, they never were the health part of all this stuff, but they are not protecting us. The all the other agencies that should be protecting us from this stuff are not doing their job. So this is what we're up against.
Well, let's talk about this data that you're referring to. I'm assuming this is just new data reinforcing what we already know. And how do we know it's good data? And specifically, what does it talk about?
Well, it specifically talks about the damaging effects. And it's just, you know, it's proof positive now. This is what they've been waiting for, because cell phones do cause brain cancer, and they cause all different kinds of cancers, Dave. I mean, you know, your manuals already tell you not to put them near your heads or bodies, and of course, you know, that's what most people do. And but my problem has always been with all of this is the infrastructure that's going in around us, and that's why I don't have a cell phone.
Well, tell me about that infrastructure.
Well, you're aware they're coming out with something called 5G now, and
yes.
I testified in Denver in front of the Cynthia Kaufman, the Colorado Attorney General, and we tried to get her to help us get this stuff stopped, but of course that didn't work, and we've been frantically trying to get it stopped in California. But for instance, Denver wants to install, they're called DOS. Distributed networks. They're little tiny small cells, small antennas and small boxes. They want to deploy these, Dave, every 2 to 10 homes. Okay? This is how incredibly dangerous it is. And these are, and what comes off of 5G, it's millimeter waves. And so these are really short, fast, high intensity wavelengths in the microwave spectrum. It's the same as the military's active denial system. So what it does is it affects your sweat glands. So if you are, you know, when you sweat, you create salts and electrolytes and all that stuff, it gets attracted to it. So I've been trying to warn people, if they get this stuff installed, make sure you do not put underarm deodorant on that has any type of aluminum in it. And you might want to be really conscious of types of jewelry and that kind of things that you might wear, because it all gets attracted to it.
Wow, I mean, it's like a beacon.
Yes. It's worse. It can cause skin burns. It can damage your eyes. It can do all kinds of stuff. So it's really, really bad. And California, all last week, we've been fighting like crazy to get it stopped in California. And so far it hasn't. It's on the governor's desk right now. And so everybody's been trying to email him and trying to get it stopped. So we'll see what happens.
Is that the governor of California?
Yes, Jerry Brown.
Are you aware of the fact that he is the ultimate globalist?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I knew that too when I lost my son in 2008 in that brain cancer cluster on the San Diego State campus. I tried contacting Governor Schwarzenegger's office several times, and they finally just referred me back to SDSU, and they just constantly did that. So I realized then I was up against some pretty powerful entities. So. Kind of crazy.
Well, let's go more to this 5G. What is the level of market penetration right now? Do you know?
What do you mean the level of market penetration? This is going to be another worldwide thing, and everything seems to piggyback off of the grid, Dave. So this is the problem. And I've told people about 5G, broadband, all this stuff. Broadband has something called the last mile. that will be wireless, and it just we are just being blasted with this stuff right now, and I don't think people understand what's going on.
What was the term that you used? Blast? Miles?
Yeah, we're being blasted with all this stuff. Yep.
What does that term mean, literally?
Well, I really think that I've talked to, and I also talked to another biologist, and I've heard several of these people say that with the smart grid, the smart meters, everything else that's going on in our lives, the mass genocide will start in 4 to 5 years from now. And I don't think people, I think, Dave, most people are sick and they don't even realize it. If you have a lot of fatigue or headaches or can't sleep at night, that's a biggie. And the reason that might be happening is that these smart meters, they do something called data dumping in the middle of the night. And that this is why a lot of the people are they have insomnia. So they're affecting us with all types of stuff.
From your perspective, why are they doing this?
Well, I've had a lot of people disagree with me, but I do believe it's the eugenics program. That's what I call Agenda 21. I call it control of the population. That's why you've got the smart apartments and the trains and everything. And then I call it population control, and that is to bring the number of people down and take control of all of us. So that's what I see it is.
Well, just for grins, let's test that hypothesis. Is there a relationship between fertility and 5G?
Yes, it will affect everything, and it will affect, you know, every mechanism in your body. And this is the problem. It's going to be full body radiation. So you're not going to be, and you will not be able to escape it. And then I think I mentioned to you on the phone the other day that this isn't the only thing. Now there's something called IDA. It's the International Dark Skies Association. They want to put up blue hue streetlights in all of our neighborhoods, in all of our cities and towns. And these also create waves in your environment. And blue hue lights damage your retinas of your eyes. And I went to a Screen Time event for kids in Denver in April, and Camilla Reese, one of the EMR experts that's out of New York, she was there. Well, the kids' laptop screens, and I want parents to understand this, laptop screens and cell phone screens emit this blue light, and it can damage the retinas of your eyes, and kids are more susceptible to it. So we've got all this stuff going on, and they're slapping it up. They've got something called rapid deployment now, and this is what the FCC is trying to do to everybody, and they're just trying to get this stuff in as quickly as possible, because our friend Bill Clinton signed the 1996 Telecom Act, where you cannot sue for harm from cell towers or any of this wireless stuff. And so this is why they want to do these rapid deployments as quickly as possible, because then you cannot sue.
Well, I'm stunned.
Right.
This opens up so much, I don't even know where to go with this, because I'm pretty knowledgeable in this area because I know you. But the average person has no clue.
No. And
I will
also
tell you this. I was able to confirm one of your stories today, though. Let me share this with the audience. You were saying that people, and in my neck of the woods, in the Phoenix area, some people were leaving because of the effects of 5G. I have found an instance where this is true. Recent defection.
Right. I told you on the phone, I've got two women that have taken sabbaticals and gotten their families out of Fort Collins. And then I know two other families that permanently, they sold their house, luckily, within 3 or 4 days, and they've completely gone off grid and have gotten way out into the countryside. But this 5G stuff, folks, and this broadband stuff that I'm talking about, rural areas are their targets. So you're not going to be able to stay away from this stuff. It goes everywhere. So it's really, really scary. And then I had a gentleman that was at my house about 2 months ago, and he testified in Arizona with another gentleman and Dr. Sam Milham. And Dr. Sam Milham wrote the book Dirty Electricity that came out in 2010. They testified and used utilities in Arizona. They used their own documentation against them. Sam Milham took a board and put a smart meter on the board, and they had different people stand up next to this board, and he would change the frequencies in the actual smart meter itself, and it affected every person that came up and stood next to saying it changed their heart rate. So this is how damaging this stuff is. And the utilities, Dave, they did not have answers for the dirty electricity. And what I've heard is that the utilities, it is illegal for them to create dirty electricity of any kind.
Well, that's like passing a law against Hillary Clinton not
right.
being a criminal.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, it's the same thing. Here in Arizona, Arizona Public Service is the largest of the utility companies. I lovingly call them Arizona people stealing from us. And they are owned by a parent company, Pinnacle West, and they're regulated by the Corporation Commission. All these entities conspire to rig elections. So they get their own regulators in there to do what they want to do. A lot of it gets attention because of the financial improprieties. But this is even worse. And I have to tell you, Virginia, this isn't getting any attention in Arizona, and the market penetration is pretty significant. I've got a guy who drives to work. He lives on my block, and he drives into South Phoenix, about 50 miles. He sends me photos of 5G antennas going up. This is just on his commute, he's seeing this.
Right.
No one is minding the store.
Correct. Well, Dave, we're in a really, really bad situation is what I call it. Here in Fort Collins, they are putting up pine trees all over town. And they put in a cell tower on the north side of town out by Country Club by some expensive homes, and then some out south by some expensive homes. They put up two cell towers that were disguised as silos, and the other ones they're putting up are disguised as pine trees. Well, we found out that the city was putting these in just on the other side of city limits because now, Dave, people within the county, they are no longer taking public input on any of this. And this is what's going on with the 5G as well, too. So because nobody's been minding the store, as you say, we're basically going to be in a lot of trouble. I've noticed that here in Fort Collins. You know, the economy's just been really soft everywhere across the United States. And, you know, stores and restaurants are closing, but I'll tell you, we've got four or five brand new health facilities, and so I think they're gearing up for all of this, is what my opinion is.
You said it's 4 to 5 years. I think you used the term genocide.
Yes.
Let's talk about what that means. How did you mean 4 to 5 years it'll be genocide?
Because we've heard that between 1 to 2 people, 1 out of every 2 people will have cancer now. And I truly think that it's going to be even more than that. There's going to be so much cancer, Dave, that, we cannot survive these emissions. I mean, there's just no way we can survive them. And I wanted to mention to everybody the July-August issue of the Nexus magazine. And it's a really good magazine. And just to let you guys know, I purchased one in the September issue of 2010, and they had a 4-page spread about the smart grid. And at the very end, it actually said, this is part of UN Agenda 21. So that's how I found out about Agenda 21. But they quit selling the Nexus magazine in the United States right after that that came out. So they just recently started to resell it. So the July-August issue of this year, a friend of mine, Joel Moskowitz, out of Berkeley, that's helping fight all this, he actually wrote a 2 or 3-page article about 5G. And it's titled, It says 5G, what you may not know may kill you. So this is the title of it, and he will explain the effects with the sweat glands and everything else to you. But, you know, with all this other stuff going on, Dave, with the hot spots, with the Wi-Fi and everything else everywhere, I mean, we're going to kill ourselves off, and it's going to be rapid.
How will the medical system deal with this volume?
I don't know. I honestly think that's why they're getting more of these facilities up. Now, I don't know who they're going to have man them if everybody's sick. So I don't know. We just have to figure out a way to get this stuff stopped. And I'll tell you, there's some really deep, dark people that are behind all of this. And
Let me interrupt here. Let's go to the deep, dark people.
Okay.
Tell us what you know.
Well, I started researching here locally, and we have a company called the Brindle Group, and I'm sure you've heard of them.
Oh, yeah, they helped steal Stacy's kid, yeah.
It's Pat Stryker. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Pat Stryker, and I want to remind everybody that's listening, Pat Stryker owned Solyndra Solar. And actually, Donald Trump brought this up on one of the debates. I could not believe it. But he stated that we've got to quit doing these bailouts for companies like Solyndra. She got almost a $500 million bailout through the Obama administration. And this Brindle Group, I've read documents.
Let me ask you a point of clarification on Stryker's company there. Didn't they go and invest in algae as a alternative energy?
They're invested in all types of things. I'm telling you, Dave, and they actually advise seven to eight other states, and they advise Xcel Energy. So this is where we're at with all this. And So I started researching the Brindle Group, and lo and behold, the CGI, the Clinton Global Initiative, ran funds through them to help push this smart grid too. So these Clintons are bad news. They are really bad news, folks. So anybody who voted for her, I cringe when I think about it. But this company, you know, they advise Xcel Energy. This is huge. And what I found out is we've got something called, here in Fort Collins, it's the CAC, it's the Citizens Advisory Committee. And I found documents in 2014 where they had facilitators from the Brindle Group state that, remember, you speak for all Fort Collins citizens, okay? And so then I looked up, for 2014, I looked up all the people that were on this committee. They're all handpicked climate scientists, and they work for different corporations that are here locally that are involved in the grid, and this is how they're getting away with it. So people, you have to do your research on this stuff, and somehow, some way, we've got to get these we've got to get our cities off of these ICLEI contracts and get out of this Agenda 21 stuff.
So this is all Agenda 21 driven,
right?
Yeah.
All of it. And then the ITU, the International Technology Union, that is the United Nations. And if you look that up, it actually, their little logo says, we are here to connect the world. So this is what they're trying to do. And then you've got Microsoft, Google, all of them are underneath this ITU, and this is how they're getting away with a lot of this stuff. So I don't know how to get it stopped, Dave, but it's a really, really big issue to get control of.
Well, let me guess, they're forming one big monopoly.
Correct.
Yeah, well, Google is the driving force. You heard Pat and I talk about that briefly. I've done a fair amount of research on Google. I mean, they drew my ire because they're driving people away from my website. They drive people away from my YouTube. And they have devastated other people. I mean, they've hurt me, but they've devastated a lot of my colleagues. So I took Google on as a point of mission here, and I'll tell you, they're after everything. I mean everything. Virginia, in the early 20th century, the Rockefellers controlled one dime out of every dime spent in America. And Google will surpass that within 4 years, from what I'm told.
Right. well, this is where we're at with it. And, you know, we just have to figure it out and try and dismantle as much as we can. But, you know, Dave, we're up against, I say it all the time, we're up against this military-industrial research complex. And I think this was the beginning of it. And President Eisenhower warned us of it in his 1961 farewell speech. And I think we're right at the head of it. And how to get it stopped, I don't know. But it's all through grant funding. You know, these wonderful billionaires and executives give grants to all these colleges to do all this research. So I don't know how you get it stopped.
Well, explain how that happens. What's the process? The federal government gives a grant to a university, and then what happens?
Well, they take the money, and, you know, there's a lot of good things that come out of this research for people that have lost arms or legs and that kind of thing. The robotics part of it, but what the problem is when you get, the military gets involved in it, and then they start turning it on us is what the problem is. So that's pretty much where I think this is all gone.
So what do you mean the military turns it on us? Let's be real specific now.
Well, you know, this is where they, you know, they've developed the GMOs, they've developed the chemtrails, they've developed, Dave, if you saw the, you know, just the one cell tower on that campus at SDSU is hooked to 20,000 miles worth of grids. And if everybody, these grids are everywhere. They're in the oceans, they're on the land, they're in the skies and the satellites. And I mean, they are perfectly spaced all around the United States, all around the world. And so they're connecting, and then all these colleges transmit, you know, all their research stuff that they do. And it's crazy to me. I don't understand it, but this is where we're at. And there's a lot of money that has been changing hands to get this stuff going, and they're turning it against us.
Well, how are they responding to the public pressure? Do they have strategies? Do they have, do they use the Delphi technique at public meetings? What do they do?
Oh, yes. I noticed, and this is the other thing I want to get into. I've noticed when I go to city council meeting now, they end up having the heads of the utilities always show up when I go there. So, and I always bring up a lot of things. But what I found out and what I explained to my last city council is, and I want people to understand this as well, too, cities, states, counties, and all the corporations, they hold what are called consensus meetings now, okay? So they meet in the middle, you know, not one side. It's kind of like it's the common core for the adults is what I call it. And so, for instance, these smart meters, you know, they do have UL certification. That's Underwriter Laboratories for fires. They do have UL certification, but it's not the highest level of UL certification. So by consensus, they meet in the middle. So it does have UL certification, but like I said, not the highest level. And the United States has always had the highest level of UL certification, and other countries have had little, if no, UL certification. So they meet in the middle. So this is why these smart meters are also dangerous, because they do cause fires. They explode. There's parts of them. There's all kinds of switches and all kinds of things. There were surge protectors in our old analog meters, and they don't have them in the new ones. And I want people to understand this stuff is really, really dangerous. And then also, if people want to look this up, they actually have what is called the Global Copenhagen Consensus Center. So this is how they are getting away with a lot of the things that they're doing. So, and it's very interesting to look this stuff up.
You know, I want to go back, and let me ask a question I'm sure a lot of people are wondering from listening to this interview. Don't the purveyors of this torture being thrust upon humanity, don't their kids have to go and live and play in the same environment?
Well, you know, Dave, I've thought the same thing, and you know, Deborah Tavares from Stop the Crime, you know, I've thought about that several times. She actually met with Ted Turner on his ranch one time, and she asked him that question, And she said he seemed oblivious to it. So I've actually had people tell me these people are, they have no empathy. They don't understand me when I'm telling people how horrible it is to lose your child from all this stuff. They don't understand it. So, you know, that's what we're up against. These people don't care. They care about their bottom line. They care about their own, you know, their own wealth, and they want more. I mean, nothing is ever enough for these people, and that's kind of where I've let all that go. So, you know, it's just a really a sad thing. And I want people to understand too. These going back to the energy, the windmill farm, Dr. Sam Milham, and also the solar. I want people to be very, very careful if you get into solar. And these wind farms are making people really, really sick. They create all these EMF fields again, and they've put them on several of the Indian reservations in the U.S., and Sam Milham has announced that some of these Indian reservations, they want to sell their land because so many of their people have gotten sick. So, you know, this stuff is, this green energy stuff, it's really dangerous, and it is really expensive, and it's not reliable.
How could they be oblivious to their own kids? Did Deborah Taveras talk about the fact that Ted Turner was in a trance? I mean, what could account for such depraved indifference for your own kind?
I don't know. I don't know. He just, you know, he was one who said there were too many people in the world. But, you know, it's okay for him to be here and his kids. So, and I think that most of them are like that. And, you know, Bill Gates, Linda Gates, they don't care. They, you know, they just don't care. And these are the people they want to have more for themselves. That's all I can think of, you know. And they've got enough power and they've got enough money, and so now they want the resources. That's what it's all about: control of all the resources. And bottom line is, if they have control of the resources, Dave, they've got control of all of us.
So you're kind of going full circle on what Pat Wood said. Technology designed to monitor everything we do, and implementation of the technology to control everything they want us to do. And this seems to be where we're almost at. Talk to me about timetables that you're aware of.
Well, you know, they always give you the numbers, 2020, 2030, 2050. I mean, they've even got stuff that's way into 2050, what their goals are, you know. But I sit and I almost chuckle at them, because I think to myself, you know, that is, if any of us survive this, you know, to go into these mega cities that they're planning on us going into. But, you know, and electric cars too. I mean, that's another really, really horrible idea, folks. If you sit, Dr. Sam Milham, I was on a conference call one day, and he said, don't ever sit a kid on over the top of one of those electric batteries, because those emit horrible, horrible amounts of radiation. And there's something called cobalt that they have to mine that's in these batteries, and it's really, really toxic, and there's kids in other countries that are mining it, and they're dying. I mean, it's killing kids. So, you know, this stuff, somehow, some way, we've got to get control of it and get our lives back and get our freedoms back. That's the biggest thing.
What's the head of the snake here? Who should we really be going after?
Oh, boy, I've had people ask me that. I still think it's who's behind this military-industrial complex. The same way with the pharmaceutical complex. It's all of them. You know, we've all got our battles, and this is the big one, you know. The GMOs I can avoid. You know, the chemtrails you can't really avoid, but... You know, some of this stuff, the fluoride in the water I can avoid, but this stuff, it's the silent killer. I think people don't understand that they really are sick from this stuff, and a lot of people just, you know, they think they're normal, but they really aren't, because I think if they got out of the country or got out of the city and went up in the mountains and stayed for a few days, you'd probably recover somewhat.
What role does chemtrails play in this?
Well, I've talked to people, you know, they've got aluminum and barium, and what they do is these come down, they fall down from the airplanes when they get, and they spread. Well, when they hit see all the cell towers now, they're all overlapping. So when they hit the emissions from the cell towers, it fans them out, Dave, and then that's how it affects all of us. So, you know, they've got it down. Everything's concise. They know exactly what they're doing. And like I said, it's just trying to protect yourself from as much of it as possible. But, you know, I'm trying to think of solutions. Josh Del Sol, I'm in the film Take Back Your Power. Anybody can access this online. It's www.takebackyourpower.net. And now Josh has got a new movement. It's called the InPower Movement. It's the InPower Movement. It's all in one word, .com. And if you guys want to look that up, they're trying to look for solutions legally, start going after these people for liability, especially our local politicians.
What about the purveyors of the technology? Well, they argued the technology is neutral and we don't use the technology, so therefore you got to go after the people who use it.
Well, you know, I think, Dave, that the cell phone things are going to take care of themselves. You know, more and more people are understanding you don't want your kids to have one of these things. At this Screen Time event in Denver, they mentioned this Common Core and all this data. You know, they're taking data from kids' laptops, and they're storing these in data centers. And from what they said at this meeting, the parents cannot even access this data. So it's just getting these darn... We need to get the cell towers off the schools. We need to get the Wi-Fi out of the schools. We need to get the laptops out of the schools. We need to get our teachers back. We need to get back to books. Katie Singer, who wrote An Electronic Silent Spring, she told me one day on the phone that if you read off... See, I don't have anything wireless, so I don't know what they're called, but is it an iBook or an e-book? Where you can read
e-book.
Books off? E-book, okay. Uh-huh. Well, if you read off those for long enough, your mind cannot go back to reading a paperback book. So this stuff is really, really damaging. We just need to get it stopped and fight. Go down to your city council. Get groups together. Go down there, fight together. I urge people not to go by themselves, but try as hard as you can to get groups together and just say, no, we don't. We demand you stop this.
How close are they to pulling all this off?
Very close. I do know, it depends on, you know, whatever happens in California will likely happen to the rest of the country. I do know that Arizona was one of the pilot cities for the 5G. And I know a few of the cities in California were pilot cities. I think Denver was a pilot city, and that's why they wanted to do these rapid deployments. So, you know, hopefully if we can get it stopped in some of these other states, we can get it stopped locally. But I'm going to be positive. I've got groups of people now. I'm going to meet in Boulder in a couple of weeks, and there's groups of, we're getting larger and larger groups now that are going to start saying no to this stuff.
Well, how do they say no?
Well, you get enough people together, and you vote them out of office. If they don't start doing what we ask of them, they need to be voted out of office. But the next problem is, you know, we need to quit getting, like Fort Collins, Dave. We have a revolving door. We've got council members that were on council 20 years ago, and they're back here again, you know. And it's because they're willing to push the agendas that these people have set forth for us. So that's the stuff we need to stop as well.
Well, in the People's Republic of Larimer County, have there been any public officials that are rebelled and are speaking out?
No. Not that I've heard of. I do know a couple, I don't want to mention names, that are aware of this stuff. And we've got a lot of really smart people working on it too. So I'm gonna, like I said, Dave, I'm gonna think really, really positive too. And then the other thing too is I don't know about in Arizona, but here in Fort Collins, for instance, and I'm assuming the Front Range of Colorado, most of the fire stations have these cell towers on them, and you might want to talk to. you know, I've gone to several of these fire stations and passed out information. There's a medical writer named Susan Foster out of San Diego, and she writes for the firefighter union. And she took she and a Dr. Gunnar Hauser, M.D., took brain SPECT, S-P-E-C-T, brain scans of six firefighters in San Diego at a fire station. And they did these scans, and they read the results, and every one of them, Dave, had abnormalities of the brain. And a lot of the kids, when they started putting this some of these higher frequencies on, they started getting delayed reaction time, lack of impulse control, and cognitive impairment. So this stuff, and there are first responders. So I urge people, if you know of anybody that's a firefighter, to please get some of this information and let them know about it, especially because they're so young. And we need them to be sharp when they come to help us in emergencies. So, you know?
What about opting out on it? Virginia, what about opting out on an individual level? I know you had a bad experience with that, but across the board, tell me about that.
Well, I sent in several letters saying, and they were certified, saying I would sue you if you put one of those meters on my house. And then they knew I was in the film, and I had it shown here in town. So then immediately, like within 2 days after that, I started getting letters saying they were going to shut my power off. And it was in March of that year, the next year. This happened in November. In March of the next year, one morning I woke up and my power went out. And I knew exactly what happened. I ran to my front door, and the head of the utilities was there with two armed police officers. And I looked at him, and I said, what are you doing? And he says, it's already done. And I looked at the two police officers, and I just looked at him, and I said, you being on my property without a warrant is unlawful. I said, you get off my property. So they hit everybody down the line that I knew of. But you know, Dave, the media is so controlled here. I mean, there have been absolutely no stories in the paper about this stuff. There have been, you know, in some places around the country, they've done some of it, but it's been, they haven't done anything in this area. It's so controlled.
Well, they have in fact done something in this area. Do you know if Nick Begich is still speaking out? Is he still making public appearances?
I don't know, but you know, this is what I try to tell people. All these grids, there's I can't even name them all, and they go up and down. They're all over the United States now. There's California has a lot of them along the ocean. The cell tower on the campus is connected to Scripps Oceanography's CODAR network, so they've got overlapping emissions that go out into the ocean, you know, off of the line there. And so, you know, these things are just everywhere. But what they all do, Dave, is they all hook to Stanford University's VLF research group. And this is why I say, this is why I don't refer to it as a smart grid, it's a HARP grid, because these HARP towers are literally everywhere now.
HARP towers.
HARP towers. The campus, the cell tower on the campus is a HARP cell tower, yes. And
do you
these
know,
are really bad.
You may not know this. I've written a couple of articles on what we would loosely call brain or mind control.
Uh-huh.
And Jose Delgado, going back to 1961, proved you could do it electronically in bullfighting. And then he was brought here and eventually ended up working for the CIA forever. And when he got out in 2011, before his death, he said, I really wish I had never done this. It was awful, terrible. Only if the people knew it was coming. And then he died the next week. And his statements about this are troubling. Is Deborah Tavares still public?
No. She's gone. She's gone off. Nobody knows what's happened. And I don't know if she's been threatened or her family's been threatened. I'm not really sure what's going on with her. I know she's a real fighter, so I'm sure she's still busy doing something, you know, in California. But, you know, this is what they do to people, and they shut you up, and they try to kill you. They'll do anything they can to harm you or your family. And so, you know, but my thing is, Dave, is I lost my son, and, you know, they've taken everything that matters anything to me. So, you know, if they have to harm me, then I guess they have to harm me. But, you know, this stuff has got to, at some point it's got to stop, and we've got to start taking control of things. There's a biologist I also know in California that's going to relocate as soon as his son's out of first semester of college. They're going to relocate to Russia. Russia is not even allowing 5G in their country. They know how dangerous it is. So the United States, the most beautiful and the most wonderful country in the world, and they are going to destroy this country.
I think they're well on their way. What is Sam Milhelm up to these days?
Well, he testified in Arizona, and they actually were going to testify for a few days, and apparently the judge stopped the testimony in the middle of the day on the first day because Dr. Milhelm and these two other gentlemen that I know were just blasting the utilities, and they had no answers. They said it was pathetic. They said they had no answers for him. So I don't know what's going to happen. The judge had 2 months to render her decision, and I haven't heard anything back yet. So we'll have to see what happens, and that's the concern, because the courts are pretty controlled as well too.
Virginia, is this really a mass genocidal project in the strictest sense of the terms? Are you really convinced of that?
Yes. Because
I've known you for a number of years, and I've known you and how you react to different situations. And I'm surprised to hear you make that much of a global statement, that you think this really is, I'm going to, if you want to substitute different words, feel free to, but you really feel this is planned, I'll be repetitive here, first degree murder.
Yes. Dave, you know, I investigated 4 cancer clusters in California, area schools. They were all overexposures from this EMR radiation. And this spring, there's another school. It's the Ripken Elementary School in the Central Valley outside of San Francisco. There was a cell tower installed in 2009 that's right at the entrance of the school and by the offices, and several teachers and kids are now coming down with cancers there. So, you know, and the thing is, Dave, you cannot sue. The cell tower on the SDSU campus is actually mission control for San Diego Gas and Electric, but it's got governmental immunity. So I ask people, how are parents supposed to know that these cell towers have governmental immunity? I didn't know it because the only reason I knew it is because it took me 2 or 3 years to pick through information before I found it. So, you know, your kids are just sitting on these campuses and on these school properties. And in these schools have your kids, you know, a huge portion of their lives. And I think they're responsible for their self safety and their well-being. And they're not doing it. And all the schools now, Dave, have industrial Wi-Fi. And also Camilla Reese mentioned this. She said if your kid is sitting in a classroom and this Wi-Fi router is emitting the beam in your child's direction, which is probably the main beam, you don't know. Your kid could be getting blasted all 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. And so, you know, I urge parents to go and buy meters. Go talk to your school and tell them, you know, you don't want your child in there. Or better yet, Dave, because they're being so brainwashed, I don't think I would even have them in a public school right now.
What poses the most danger, Virginia? Is it the towers emitting this 5G, or is it the cell phones?
Well, you know, I've had people say that, well, because my son had a cell phone. And they said, well, so what do you think caused it? And I said, I'm going to state it just like this. I said, with both exposures, there was no chance for survival. So you've got to pay attention. Parents, you've got to pay attention to where your kids are at during the day and what they're being exposed to. And you need to start spreading this word. I think this NTP study, when it comes out, you know, this is going to be a real defining moment in history, and I think that this could maybe, you know, get some law firms on board, and I don't know. Hopefully we will, but we're just going to have to see and try and get some of this stuff stopped, because I fear for our kids. I really do, Dave.
Well, I do too, but I also fear for myself.
Yeah, well, and that's where I'm at too. I mean, I get contacted every day by people that are targeted. I get people, you know, remember this too. When you see these police officers that seem like they go crazy and they're overzealous and they go after people or they harm somebody just and throw them down to the ground, or, you know, this stuff can affect all your emotions. It can make you very aggressive. It can make you very docile. It can make you forget things. This stuff is crazy, and this is what they're trying to do to us. I really think, Dave, they're trying to make us sick, and then whatever's left, they can control us with mind control, and then they've won, you know, and we just cannot let them win.
You know, I mentioned a show. I'm trying to think who I was talking to now. I think it was Joe Hagman. And I said, well, that's pretty bad. I can't remember what goes on my own show on the same night. But I talked about a show called 13. And I mentioned that they had the HAARP application in this show that could put people to sleep. It also could make them riot.
Correct.
And it was really exactly what Jose Delgado did with an implanted electrode in the hypothalamus of a bull back in 1961. Pretty interesting stuff. What you're saying here, they could literally agitate us into a warlike state.
Yes.
They could zombify us.
And Dave, they can do this with whole entire regions. So this is how concerning this is. Like I said, from in 2009 when I realized about a cell phone, and then I thought, when I got into this cell tower thing, I'm telling you, then I was afraid of the infrastructure then, and that's why I threw my cell phone away. And folks, and another thing to tell you is, I was telling Dave earlier, if you have to have a cell phone, get a flip phone. These are the only ones that help people that get sick from this. They can actually, some of them can actually tolerate being around a flip phone. Now, these other ones that get all the data, those are the really dangerous ones. And it just blows my mind, Dave, that people will spend, you know, hundreds of dollars, and they're going to end up just killing themselves or making themselves very, very ill. So
that is a good note to close on. We are out of time. I'm sorry to do this. I mean,
okay.
This is, I have a list here of about 15 questions I didn't get answered, and I'm going to have you back on, but we got to tune out in 3, 2, 1, Virginia. So thanks so much for joining us.
Well,
and to
you,
everybody,
Dave.
Else, you're welcome. And everybody else, join us next week. Go out and have a great week. God bless.